the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls on.
I'm the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks for winning their third Stanley Cup in the last 6 years.
Rocky work!
Let's do it again, and let's get four.
What made this cup the best memory is all about team.
Dunk, Conn Smythe, Keith, let's keep this red machine rolling, baby!
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Score Update studio. I'm Nick Shepkowski. A celebratory day here in the city of Chicago. The Blackhawks paraded through town before getting honored at Soldier Field earlier today. Rocky Wirtz, the owner of the squad, says the goal still remains the same despite the third cup in 6 years.
You, our fans, are the reason we want to keep the cup home. Our goal is, let's stay at home. Let's do it again, and let's get four.
Chris Versteeg karaoke'd Macklemore. Patrick Kane made a promise for his next week, and Jonathan Taves was very thankful. Podcast the entire rally at 670thescore.com. John Fox met the media today as minicamp just wrapped up at Hallis Hall. His message to the players, stay out of the newspaper.
I've been saying it for a long time, and I said it again today, is I don't want to read about you unless you win the lottery. Really, it's just making good decisions, and, you know, it's no different off the field than it is on the field. You know, you're trying to play smart, tough, and better conditioned football, and it's the same thing off the field.
Baseball Cubs wrap things up with the Indians tonight in Cleveland. Jason Hamill takes on Danny Salazar in the pitching matchup, 6-10 start there. Sox have dropped six in a row. They wrap up four straight against Pittsburgh. And they face one of the league's best in Garrett Cole tonight at U.S. Cellular Field. Jeff Samardzija throws for the Southsiders, 7-10 first pitch. Catch it all right here on 670 The Score. Golf, U.S. Open underway. Americans Patrick Reed, Dustin Johnson, and Kevin Chappell all tied for the first round lead at 3-under right now. NBA, the Atlanta Hawks today parted ways with Danny Ferry, their general manager. And if you want to own one of the Patriots footballs used in this year's AFC Championship game, it's being auctioned off tomorrow. Online auction house Leland's.com won't accept any bid lower than $25,000 for the football. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Save on tires all month. Visit CassidyTire.com. And breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score, 6:35 tonight when the Sox take on the Pirates on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the Illinois Secretary of State.
Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the score.
1996. It was the 50th anniversary of the NBA, so they have the 50 greatest players of all time. And here's the list. Ready?
Okay.
Paul Arizin.
Goes.
Dave Bing.
Goes.
Okay. Bing is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Bing is gone.
Bing.
Dave DeBuscher.
Gone.
Okay. Al Greer.
Gone.
This might be easier than I thought. Sam Jones.
Gone.
Jerry Lucas.
Seconds. Gone.
Bob Pettit.
Stays.
Willis Reed.
Goes.
Lenny Wilkins.
Goes.
Nate Archibald.
Goes.
Wow.
Okay. Bob Cousy.
Goes.
I mean, that was going to happen. Billy Cunningham.
Goes.
Okay, I thought that was going to happen, mm-hmm. too. George Mikan.
Goes. Get out of here with that crap. Oh, white ass basketball.
Robert Parrish.
Goes.
Bill Sharman.
Goes.
All right, so you've just taken off 15 of the top 50.
15 to 50.
Boars and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Our guy, Zach Zaidman.
People got greedy with Devin Hester early on in his career. Remember, he was a guy who didn't have much football experience on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah. He was outstanding as a return man.
So you wanted more.
Exactly. So they rushed him into the wide receiver position. They didn't get a lot of help around him. Kyle Long is still learning, not just the NFL game, but football in general. And he's been so good at right guard. Why would you want to weaken yourself at that position if you don't have to at this stage of the game?
Idiot and Bernstein.
Terry Boers.
All right, come on. I want to do a twosome with you.
Dan Bernstein.
Why is everybody so annoying today?
I just got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 204 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein. We are at the Burger Bar. 1150 South Michigan Avenue, celebrating the Blackhawk with a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Oh, a lot of people.
They are in their cups quite literally. These cups have Bud Light logos on them for good reason. It goes extremely well with these wings here, too, which are really quite good. Now, I heard Zach right there. You talked a little bit of Bears yesterday.
Yes, we did.
I don't agree with him at all.
I don't think we do either, but we just let him go.
You weaken yourself at a less important position to strengthen yourself at a much more important position.
I think his argument was that they worry about guys like Ndamukong Suh because it's important. You get the push on the inside and you're screwed.
And just run away.
How about
from
the push from the outside? Right. Where the guy's got your quarterback's neck. What about that guy?
Yeah, the value over replacement player at tackle for Kyle Long matters more than it does at guard because it's easy to find a relatively competent right guard because that's the least athletic of all the offensive line positions in the NFL. Anyway.
Yeah.
You heard John Fox, and what did you say? You said something when you heard that John Fox quote. You said, boy, he's an OG, right? Old school.
Old school, coachy coach, yep.
That's what it comes down to with Martellus. Just not football-y enough. You know, when we go through these scouting reports and we read the stuff in Nolan Noraki, and he loves to use the line, football is very important to him. Mm-hmm. Football is a high priority in his life. These are all considered positive scouting terms. Lives football, eats, sleeps, breathes football. We know that Martellus isn't like that. But he has
he
has a ton of outside interests, and he likes art and books and music and things.
On his head.
And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. No,
it's difficult when you're trying to have a player-coach relationship with this coach and this general manager who is every bit as football-y as the coach that they hired, that Pace and Fox want guys who are all football all the time and don't necessarily have outside interests. And I'm not judging it. I think that you can win a Super Bowl with guys who have all kinds of outside interests. I don't think you necessarily have that. I'm just telling you what this staff thinks. It rankles them when they feel somebody may be busy with things outside of football. That's ultimately what this comes down to, as silly, as cliched as that might sound.
Well, when Martellus was our regular guest a couple years ago, it was harder than hell to get him to talk about football.
We learned our lesson with that.
That
it was more entertaining when he didn't, because he didn't want to.
No, did not. He had really little or no interest in talking football. I mean, even a bad game, good game, it didn't matter. He just really wouldn't want to talk football, which is fine. Very entertaining guy. But, this is coachy coach, this guy.
He is
Ryan Pace is on, type AA personality. So there's a certain thing they got going on that I don't know how many players share that kind of stuff. I assume a lot of them do. But there are plenty of guys like Martellus, too. Look at other things. Think about other things.
And when
maybe not quite what Martellus does.
No, that he's
pretty unique,
different in that regard.
Yeah,
but
different.
When you catch 90 balls, I mean, you got to take some of that with it.
Yeah.
So regarding the thought before that White Sox fans in particular, who are also Blackhawks fans, really want the party to keep going. Mm-hmm. This is from Gerald, who says, "Yes, 5 weeks ago, I said the way the Sox look, I sure hope the Hawks are still playing in June. And it worked out pretty good. After I wipe the smile off my face from the rally today, I'll be hanging on every shot of the U.S. Open, and then Le Tour, and then training camps open. Anything to avoid the Southside train wreck.
I you know, I have no argument for that. I think that's well put. And there's no doubt there's a crossover. Crossover, a lot of fans. But, this is, look, it's a celebration of the organization. It's a celebration of winning. It's a celebration of a team that's accomplished, that has created a dynasty at a time where everything is against you to do so. And they've done it.
And stop quibbling over the use of the term dynasty, because there's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of quibbling, a lot of nitpicking. And, hey, I love a good nitpick. I love a good quibble. I'm good at it. But this is a case where, in the salary cap era, to have three cups out of six and be as competitive as you were even in the other years, with the amount of rebuilding that you've had to do on the fly, you cannot argue it. You can't argue what they've done.
No.
To continue delivering what they've delivered with all, and it's coming again, and I have no doubt in my mind that they're going to remain competitive with a bunch of brand new faces and younger players out there and all kinds of new blood, that names you probably don't even know yet.
Oh, there's some good young players. The little Russian dude is a scoring machine. Some Parnina, whatever his name is. I mean, so they have people in the pipeline, because you're going to lose people. They know that. I will say this, that I think that one thing, I wish people would stop, because certain people that actually understand the team and know the team know exactly what this team went through this year and what things are really like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to ignore that and blame others, such as, I don't know, unscrupulous radio guys, that'd be you, by the way. Certainly not me, because
you're nothing if not right.
I'm righteous, but I mean, seriously. Everybody's addressed. You could ask anybody that was affiliated with the Hawks, and they all have the same kind of tiptoe answer around it, but they said, nobody says that, oh, no, this was just a perfect season, everything was delightful. No, it wasn't.
It was rough.
So if you want to choose to ignore that, okay, that's fine. You
maybe
can
today,
certainly do that.
I think people would want to. That's all right. I think
today, it, I mean,
it,
but
this
not...
Is, this is the for happy. But I see, if anything, for me, it makes you appreciate them even more. It's incredible.
Yes. Yes. And this is a coachy coach, too, who's really good at what he does. So I think there's a lot of things that combine, and I think that's what adds up to it. It isn't just the fact they're really good at hockey. It's how they managed to keep this thing together through times that were a little bit tough for them, a little bit tough in the room. And I think that is part and parcel of this entire organization, how they conduct their business.
Well, and look at it from the top. When Patrick Kane goes down with a broken clavicle, and you think, oh, no. And it turned out that, as everybody we talk to, doctors, et cetera, say that once the collarbone's healed, it's stronger than ever.
Yeah.
And when he's back and he'll be fine. And it wasn't just that. It opened up salary cap space to allow them to use
that, yeah,
the prorated amount of his money to sign players who ended up doing big things for you in huge games later on.
Yep.
And that's when you have a GM who snaps into action, understanding that he's going to give up valuable draft picks to try to have a parade and a rally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it turned out really well for them, actually, that happened. But I just think there's, you know, it seems to me that even for a long time, you look at it and say, I'm not sure that's the right move. That guy, what is he doing? And, yeah, there's one of them that kept saying, what is he doing? And why is he out there? But, I mean, really, when you look at the face-offs and all the other stuff that others accomplished, those were pretty good deals. They helped. I mean, this was a championship won by a lot of guys that you didn't know that much about, that had a big part of it. I mean, I believe it, but they did. I mean, you certainly always thank your stars. They did their job. But, I mean, there was a lot of guys on this team that you didn't know that much about that were huge contributors to this championship. And those were guys that came in late.
Yeah, people laugh when they're introducing all of the scouts and assistant coaches and the massage therapist and all that, but they mean it when they say it, when they're going to give out really, really expensive rings to every one of those people. I mean, it's got to be a $30,000 ring, right?
Really?
Isn't it?
I don't know what the going rate today. It sounds about right.
I think
that's... You know, like one of those big giant ones that weigh your hand down?
Right.
You know, like one of those?
I mean, the ones that the Bulls were handing out were already that. I mean, I don't know in today's dollars what some of those Bulls rings would be, but I don't know how you wear it. That's the only
thing.
I mean, you can't.
It's
like you got brass knuckles on at some point, diamond encrusted, because it's just enormous.
Yeah, and I know Phil wears his. I see it once in a while.
I haven't seen him since he's been a Nick, but he used to. But you don't see anybody actually wearing it. I think Pat Riley might wear one. I want to say there's a smaller one he wears. But generally, because he's got quite a little collection, too. So I think he does once in a while. But basically, I think they put him somewhere and leave him. I don't think they're ever really worn. Yeah, I've never seen a. I don't think I've ever seen a player with one except at the ceremony.
Well, I think it's like if somebody wins the Congressional Medal of Honor, they're not wearing it around all the time, right?
I think I would.
You would?
I would. Damn well, hell, I would.
Well, work on that. Work on winning the Congressional Medal of Honor or the Distinguished Freedom.
Oh, yeah, that's not
like the probably highest civilian honor.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
I think Ernie Banks had that, but then Regina Rice showed up and took it and sold it.
But you got no money.
Right. Oh, I don't know.
You got no money.
Nothing there.
Yeah, if I had that, yeah, I would wear that every day. I'd wear that every day. It's the kind of guy I am. I don't care. But those rings, no, I don't think so. I'd wear that ribbon.
I saw a tweet here from Jason Goff who says he's walking back now from Soldier Field. He says it's like Red St. Patrick's Day out here. Yeah, there's some of that. There is a lot of joy and a lot of inebriation in the joy. And just, I just hope people are safe. And I hope everybody, if your young sons or daughters are out there, that you are in touch via text to make sure everybody's okay and are shambling their way safely to public transportation to make it home.
I'm not sure where they're shambling their way to, but they're out there. I'm not sure where they're shambling.
There's a lot of aimless shambling going on, or just shambling for the sake of shambling.
As a matter of fact, I see Shambling Ray out there.
Different. Well, that is him, though. He'll do that for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
He'll celebrate.
He'll do a little day drinking, my guy.
Uh-huh.
Red rectum. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, it's still, I don't know if the thing is stadium's empty yet. I don't know if Soldier Field's empty yet. I would assume so. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes since it ended, but yeah, the crowds on Michigan Avenue continue.
And Christopher Stieg said he was going to rap, but he didn't. He sang.
Sang.
I think I'd stick with the rapping, actually. after hearing that, I mean, the rapping wasn't very good, but I think if I really had to pick one, forced to pick one by Christopher Stieg, I would say go back to the rapping.
Go back to the rapping.
Because the singing was rough. 312-644-6767. We are Boers and Bernstein on a Bud Light Thursday here at Burger Bar in Chicago on The Score.
The Blackhawks championship celebration at Soldier Field was epic, and The Score was there to bring it to you live.
Rocky Wirtz,
let's get four.
Dunk Con Smythe,
Keith, let's keep this red machine rolling, baby.
Paul Reed,
right, Chicago.
Congratulations to the Blackhawks from all of us at Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember when baseball's hot stove ruled the sports landscape? I know, seems like a million years ago. And while the sport is thriving with an abundance of young, exciting stars, America's pastime is not only looking up at the NFL, but for many, the NBA as well.